A weak Solidarity Brickie team listener win top marks to the Reserve Losses Bank for standing up for its principles. Principles that the solution to inflation is wage restraint and higher unemployment. It's got nothing to do with the caring business class or caring business class greed. No, it's all down to the workers. Too many of them and too many of them wanting to be paid. So good on the Reserve Losses and Supremo Michelle Bulldust for standing up against the money-grabbing greed of their lazy, avaricious workforce. So unconcerned over the economy, it claims the bank's 9.5% increase over 3 years is a real wage cut. How fiscally reckless. Their disrespect gets worse. As an organisation full of economists, management obviously knows this. The offer therefore presents a very negative view of the value staff are providing. If the organisation full of economists really cared, they would resign and join the unemployed and or take a wage cut. But no, they put themselves ahead of the need to fight inflation. Selfish, selfish economists. Worse, timely warning from prominent business class party apparatchik Prude Go Hard Against Workers, warning the caring business class party if it does not concentrate on fighting the socialist caring business class relations laws, the coalition will, quote, condemn its business base to bankruptcy. Bankruptcy. Any wonder the filthy rich are shaking in their boots, or their Italian, Swiss and leather shoes and boots. Worse, speaking of luxury, a mob called Luxury Escapes Supremo Adam Schwab told us the state socialist work-from-home laws will drive a dagger through the heart of Victoria's sickly business community. And yes, don't the filthy rich look pretty sickly? As we've said a few times, who'd be a caring employer doing her his altruistic bit for society faced with such unrelenting perfidy? Like poor Simon Crew Work Harder grilled the workers Supremo mentioned last week, despite years of accusations of ripping off workers, Simon assures us his only concern is those workers, and then charged with misleading customers in a promotion to donate to environmental causes, and now he's under attack for a harmless little ad, super buns to brag about, with a bun on a woman's backside. Staff claiming the ad is sexist for no stronger reason than the ad is 100% sexist. He's prepared to use women's bodies as a punchline to sell burgers, the evil union alleged. For goodness sake, that's his job. Even though he cares even more about the workers, as long as they don't demand conditions and pay. Also debate this week. Multiracial is a scavenging vulture threatening our cherished moron culture. Moron culture proving everything's right so long as all of us are white. Although not sure there was much of a debate, as caring business class party Supremo and would-be big Supremo Angus Tailings couldn't quite get his tongue around the word. Whereas one notions that appalling Hoon son knows all about moron culture. Speaking of morons, her new MP got off to a big start by voting the wrong way. Well, as it turned out, the correct way, but he got confused. Maybe the fact that the motion was in, like, words confused him, but he apologised and that appalling assured us he would vote the appalling moron way in future. As long as someone explains to him what the words mean. What a loss to the education system, the demise of the Christ hands-on brothers, forced to sell up to meet a percentage of the damages they owe the young men, whose biggest lesson was, don't go near them. Sworn to obey the dictates of the dear baby Jesus, their observation stopped at the dick bit. Interesting they have to sell up because they have, quote, just $23 million in the bank, they said. That simply highlights the extent of their criminality. They won't be missed, nor will Carl Stefano, voice of rubbish, after eulogising a British neo-fascist, even Channel Ning Nong forced to respond to public opprobrium. One commentator telling us, Carl is riding two horses at once. One is in the centre, another is in the far right lane. And presuming the mindless dribble offered as morning entertainment is in the centre, the mind boggles at what might be called the right. True to form, that appalling Hoonsut uploaded the neo-fascist interview to her account. Shocked poor Carl could be so mistreated. Carl's journalistic balance reflected in his reference to temporary His Most Gracious Majesty's home country Supremo Keir Starmer as a wanker, proving smart, intelligent, omniscient Carl is no wanker. I read where Carl's dribble, the In the Centre morning dribble, is trailing the rival channel's morning dribble. I, and I suspect we, listener, can't believe anyone watches either of them. Then again, I saw a photo shoot of the nominees for the so-called Gold Logie and thought, to paraphrase the bard, has our talent and entertainment pool shrunk to this small measure? That appalling's local hero and role model, and almost certainly ditto Carl, our filthiest rich of the filthy rich Gina. It's just one problem after another. Any wonder her Perth offices are tired with wise, thought-provoking quotes from her hero, the filthiest rich of the filthy rich, Elon Must Have More, calling for government to get out of the way and let the filthy rich do what they do best, make themselves filthy richer. Bloody government. Poor Gina's been forced to flog off one of her numerous grazing properties, 23,000 hectares for a mere 60 mil. Pocket money to Gina because the Queensland government wants to tax her. Well, tax her Chinese partner, a foreign tax surcharge of all of 3%. This is unsustainable from a business perspective, Gina bemoaned. Yes, how cruel interfering government, because imagine how a 3% tax surcharge must so hurt Gina, a tax surcharge she apparently can't avoid. Yes, better to pocket 60 mil than be hit with a 3% tax. And something that would also hurt her, perhaps not quite as much as it doesn't involve the hip pocket, but still hurt, abrade her faith in the true blue Aussie people. That survey that but 21% trust Gina's hero, US of the UN of the US of the world, big supremo Donald Trump or the poor to do the right thing in world affairs. If it's any consolation to Gina and that appalling and Carl, we can guarantee Donald will always do the right thing. But worse, a majority have more faith in evil China. Not that her admiration for Donald prevents her working with her Chinese partner when there's a quid or billion involved. And further consolation, our minister for being offensive and train killing Richard Moore's the bad guys, he of the giant mind, assured us, America, we assume he means the US old bit of the Americas, remains the cornerstone of our strategic and foreign policy, and the alliance has never been more important. He's so spot on, isn't he? On the other hand, we might question what the 21% who do have faith in Donald were thinking. They're probably busy watching Carl's in-depth interviews. The promised benefits of privatisation of public services, lower prices due to the efficiency of the private sector, highlighted yet again as the electricity regulator announced standing offer reductions of up to 10.7% guaranteed to lower our bills. Well, not quite. The efficiency of the private sector came to the rescue, with the poor dears forced to increase their supply charges by up to 86%. And what do we know? There go the lower bills. It must so hurt the privatised industry to find it just can't afford to pass on the price cuts. 86%, that's inflation run riot. Further proof of the greed of those reserve losses bank workers. Because the privatised utilities, efficiency, lower prices could never be accused of greed. Nor could KP on the workers MG for keep profits mega grand being attacked just because it used in-confidence information from clients to make a killing and made a whistleblower's life so miserable he says he would never do it again. Surely keep profits mega is just doing what it exists to do, make profits mega. It may face some severe penalties, like a temporary pause, say 3 or 4 days, in those multi-billion outsourcing it enjoys from the public purse, allowing it too to bring the efficiency of the private sector to the bloated, inefficient hand of the public sector. Speaking of efficiency, the Mineral Profits Council's Tania Constable Profits attacked noisy activists who would seek to diminish industries like the mining industry and regional True Blue Aussie. After the anti-True Blue Aussie Spoilsport True Blue Aussie Institute warned of dodgy carbon offsetting, as if there's something dodgy about planting a tree somewhere and polluting to your big heart's content. The efficiency of the offset system proven by a shell-out-the-profits gas facility in Western True Blue Aussie earning more than 90 million in carbon credits, real figure, while increasing its emissions by 400,000 tons, real figure. To prove its credentials, Shello said it supports measures for True Blue Aussie to be a net zero economy. Little measures like 90 mil in the kick and 400,000 tons on Mother Earth. Finally, Tania was in Canberra launching a hands-off fuel campaign aimed at preventing the government touching the industry's fuel tax rebate, which costs the public purse a mere $13 billion a year. A small price for Mother Earth to pay. Good morning.